The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
What is it with you people and reefer?
Michael Ian Black later on this morning.
If you have to ask, we can't explain.
And Jim Florentine tomorrow, going to phone the program.
Lewis Black next week.
Yeah, Lewis.
Yeah. And Tammy Pescatelli as well next week sometime.
Good. Is Lewis still ranting on the Daily Show on a regular basis?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did one here a few weeks ago, I think I saw.
Yeah, I think he was.
He's got a new special coming out. He actually has something to pimp this time.
Yeah, cool.
When we talk to him.
They're not in the studio, are they?
Who?
I don't think so.
Daily Show.
No.
I think Trevor Noah still does it from his
office or whatever he's at.
His library. Yeah. And I think Lewis obviously does it virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of looking at people's kitchens and bedrooms. It's just getting boring now.
I don't know what the problem at PTI is, but they used to have a camera in Kornheiser's attic, and they had a problem.
He was there last night.
Early in the week. He's on an iPad, and he's bitching about it.
Oh, it's the iPad. Okay,
yeah, they've had problems with his technology here of late.
Right.
Some days, blame his technology.
It's not his.
It's the camera, whatever ESPN sent him.
Yeah, but it's not like he's out in the backwoods or anything.
No, he's in D.C. Right. Yeah. He's in D.C.
Right. Or at least the metro area. Yeah. But it looks bad.
Well, and the sound is terrible. Yeah. But it seems like the shows that are done in New York are still off-site, but some of the ones that are in L.A. have been allowed to come back and at least be in the studio without audiences.
Kornheiser's not a young guy. He takes this seriously, so he's not going to be in, and you know.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it for him, too.
I watched the first episode new season of Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
And Puss is right. The only thing that's different, they're separated a little more. The contestants are separated a little more, and Alex doesn't walk up to their podium and talk to them.
And you see Ken Jennings' face more often?
I haven't seen Ken Jennings. I've only seen the one episode.
All right.
But what?
Apparently, he's doing more video clues as well.
Okay. Is he there as a consultant of some kind?
Yeah. He's there to take over when Alex kicks.
Yeah, he's getting groomed.
Right.
Yeah.
They're grooming him for.
He asks him every morning, "How you feeling today, Alex?" he wants that gig.
Yeah, that temperature check is about the COVID.
Right.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But he still looks good.
He's got a wig on too right now, right?
From the very start.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost immediately, he said he went to the wig. Yeah.
Well, no, it was a year before that.
I wish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had some sort of gash on his head or something, and instead of going with a reverse mohawk, they put a rug on
a piece,
a hat piece.
But they didn't have a returning champion on Monday. Because that guy couldn't make it out to L.A.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's pissed.
Yeah.
No, he's going to, they're going to find a way. Yeah, they're going to find a way.
Okay.
Because I don't think, Hawaii is the only state that makes you quarantine.
Which island?
Right?
All of them.
Yes.
I think, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can't really play Jeopardy on Zoom from your living room.
No, you could cheat.
You got to have the clicker.
You can cheat, too.
If Trebek survives this year, is he going to be on all of your lists next year?
You have to.
Oh, he'll be the number one pick on every Deadpool ever.
Got to throw him on.
You should have him this year, Craig.
Nah. Well, when did we learn? I was too soon.
No,
could be the for me.
Could be the difference between winning the Deadpool and losing
easily.
For you.
But I don't care if I win or lose my Deadpool.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You're so close.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
I mean, I know it doesn't count, but I'm sure you'd like it.
No, we'll make a plaque for him.
Just like we can't win our golf tournament, but I think it'd be great if we won our golf tournament.
Well, that's not going to happen either.
No. Never will.
I've seen that. Unless Nick shows up next year just kicking ass.
That'll happen.
And remember, we're the golf tournament that gives the winner the smallest trophy.
Yeah, that's right. Unless we win it.
Right, because that best ball stuff lends itself to a lot of cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You're 39 under, your group was. Right.
Because we know we do. Putt till you make it.
Yeah. I'd be baked slicing all the balls.
No, that's pretty much what our foursome is.
You'll get that experience next year.
That's right.
What is it with you people and reefer?
There goes another one.
Us people and our reefer here momentarily. It was on this date in 1991. You might remember where you were when Guns N' Roses released the albums Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2 simultaneously at midnight.
My favorite
now,
things about
it was
that,
a different time. Within 2 hours, record stores had sold 500,000 copies.
I remember the video of that showing record stores across the country, people in line.
Yeah, they
the
were open.
Everyone.
At midnight.
Yeah.
Great albums.
Yeah, they were great albums.
Classics.
And on this date in 1987, Kiss released the album Crazy Nights.
Not so classic. But I love that song.
I love that song. I like that song, too. Had to be another hit off that, too. They had a bunch of hits in the 80s.
Nick?
Look up Crazy Nights.
I don't even know if I've listened to that album in its entirety.
Crazy Nights. Because they're crazy.
Yeah.
And they were Crazy Nights.
Crazy Nights! Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time focusing on the stuff they did without the bank. I should have, though. I used to just write it off completely, and then I heard God Gave Rock and Roll to you, and I'm like, whoa, I'm missing out on some gems.
I can't identify
Lick it
another...
Licking Ups without makeup? Come on, man.
I can't identify another song on this album that I've heard of.
Let me hear them.
Crazy, Crazy Nights. I'll Fight Hell to Hold You.
Don't know that one.
Bang, Bang You.
What's that about?
Yeah. No, No, No. Hell or High Water. My Way. When Your Walls Come Down. Reason to Live. Good Girl Gone Bad. Turn on the Night. Thief in the Night.
You know, I don't know them either because what year was that again?
87, is that
yeah,
what
the rock,
I said?
Oh, I guarantee I played those songs. The rock station played that song, and Crazy Nights might have been the only hits off that, you know, because they were crazy, crazy nights. Oh.
God, there's some co-writing credits on this to Desmond Child and Diane Warren on some of these songs.
Oh, yeah. Desmond Child was huge.
Diane Warren was huge.
Yeah. I didn't know they ever worked with Kiss.
She's probably the lyricist in some of those songs.
One song, Turn on the Night. I'm guessing it's probably a ballad.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. They already had Beth.
That's all they needed.
You need one. Right. You don't need any more than one.
We got the ballad.
Yeah.
You know, going to the studio with you're in Kiss. Yeah, I brought another ballad. Get the hell out of here.
They had ballads in the 80s, man. They had a bunch of them.
Yeah, Crazy, Crazy Nights.
Trying to get a hit.
Reason to Live and Turn on the Night were the other two singles.
They actually released them. I don't remember those.
Yeah, I think you were contractually obligated to, if you were some hard rock band, you had that one pussy ballad.
Right.
Wow, that was in the days of
It sold the record, man.
Yeah, what they called the power ballad, man.
It sold the record.
Yeah. I'm sure it was no Forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that blew chunks.
Most of those pussy ballads do.
No, I think some are pretty good.
There's some of them that are I don't want to call them guilty pleasures, but I'll listen to them.
No, I think some were actually pretty good, and some were formulaic crap, like Forever. Mm-hmm.
At the Boston Globe.
Oh, you got that one coming in there?
Yeah, let's
Boston Globe.
They say that people in Massachusetts are griping about how much their recreational weed products cost. Apparently, it's about double the price of their equivalents in most of the mature recreational markets.
Smoke pot!
What are we talking?
About an eighth of an ounce of decent quality marijuana flower.
Dude.
The familiar smokable buds of the cannabis plant retails for $50 to $60 on the Massachusetts recreational market before adding a 20% tax.
Is this because, like you said before,
compare that with $20 to $30 elsewhere, like in Oregon.
Is that because, we talked about this before, some of those states are just new to it and they haven't worked it out yet? What was the state you did a story earlier where the one state was behind?
Illinois.
Right.
Illinois. But Massachusetts, they've been doing this for a while and it's still way too expensive.
Yeah, well. Pay whatever.
It's, now then, what this what this does? No, it's not pay whatever, because what this does,
it makes the black market big.
It makes the black market big. This keeps people on the illicit market where the products are cheaper, untaxed, and for people who are worried about safety, untested. Those people.
The place I stopped in Colorado was...
the safety
I'm not really worried about that.
It was $40 for an eighth. But that's one of those, you know, it's right by the interstate, so they probably charge you a little more.
Mm-hmm. Well, but in Massachusetts, it's a little bit over... the average price is a little bit over $40 for a gram.
Man.
An eighth is 3.5 of those.
Is that an eight
Does
ball?
It say why it's so
yeah.
much more there?
Got it.
That would be an eight ball of weed.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I know what it looks like.
You gotta snort it.
Sorta.
You're snorting.
Yeah, that's more than twice the same figure in Oregon.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah, so it's just cheaper all the way around. Let's see. They figure that it's the taxes, the seasonal climate, and the way that they have figured out the business. It's just too few people trying to supply too many people, and right. the people that get the licenses, they get to hold on to everything, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's part of the way they do it.
Yeah, too much. That's probably the reason. But they have it.
They've got it.
Yeah.
But, you
know. We can't even fund the sick kids.
It'd be nice to have the option to overpay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a better selection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got your cartridges and your edibles.
All right, guys. We got to figure out. You're all about to go. See, Craig's just drifting.
You can walk in there and just get a pre-rolled joint.
Stuff here. Dude.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Just be able to walk into a store and be like, I'll take a joint, please.
There you go.
You're just on your way.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, they will... you know, get somewhere between $3,600 and $5,000 for a pound. But in Colorado, California, they can grow it for, $300 to $400 a pound, maybe up to $800. So it's just a completely different deal.
Libtards growing their weed.
Well, it's East Coast bastards.
Right.
That's what that's all about. Yeah. East Coast pot gougers.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, at Gettysburg.
This is freaky. I did look at that.
Did you see this?
Well, because it was put up on the social media. And I want to look at it.
Oh, yeah. We started to get into this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I went ahead and posted it.
Yeah. Many paranormal enthusiasts.
I've been there for years. Yeah. They love that place.
Say that the Gettysburg Battlefield in Pennsylvania is one of the most haunted places in the world.
Oh, it would be. Thousands of men die within a three-day period.
50,000, more than.
If you drive through that at night, and I have back in the day.
And that's what this guy did.
It's just really eerie, man.
I've never been there at night.
Really
Tourist
eerie.
Greg Yelling, or Yuling, who knows, doesn't matter to most of us.
No, it doesn't.
Was there on a nighttime drive, rolling his, what I think is a dash camera, and perhaps caught some wild footage, perhaps supernatural even. He says they were just there learning more about the history of the Civil War, checking out the old battleground and all that stuff. He told the Irish Sun that they were driving along one night. They started hearing noises.
Oh, I didn't hear those noises. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they started hearing noises. He said he heard, and you can't hear these noises in the video.
Right.
Because, he said, but they started hearing noises. He heard things to the left. His uncle heard things to the right. There was a fog, but the fog was weird. It was only in one patch, not dispersed. Then they saw these shapes moving in the darkness. They were the size of humans. One of them ran right through the cannons.
Yeah, the cannons are right there, too. And it does freak you out.
That's creepy.
It gives you a goosebumps when you look at it. Check it out at TNT Radio Empire.
The consensus in the comments section seems to be that it's a smudge on the windshield.
It doesn't look like that to me at all.
Oh, it's easily. That's just a smudge on the windshield.
That doesn't look like that.
It doesn't. It moves across.
Yeah.
If it's a smudge, it's like moving and it looks like a ghost.
I understand trying to explain things. I get it. But I still like to think that place is pretty haunted.
if anywhere was going to be haunted,
thank you,
that would be
yeah.
the prime candidate.
Horrible deaths.
Yeah, I'm not a big paranormal guy, but
that's freaky looking, doesn't
it? It's not just a smudge on the windshield because it's moving.
Right.
Yeah, he's moving between the cannons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place feels creepy in the daytime.
It does. It does.
There's a certain aura about that place.
The one time I was in the Axe Murder House in Villisca, it was during the middle of the daytime, and it wasn't that long, and it still was like, nah, I don't want to stick around in here.
Yeah, and people can sleep there now, right?
Yeah. If you're weird like that.
That's creepy.
yeah, that is weird, man.
People pay to sleep there.
Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, there was a weird vibe in that house, and I was like, nope, time to go.
I've got no interest. I don't need that.
Nope. Nope.
I'm unsettled enough.
Well, and what I would do is if I had to stay the night there, I would do like every other night. I would go in, I would take my melatonin and fall asleep.
I'd be out on melatonin, right?
I would have to.
Yeah.
I'd want to stay up the whole night and be like, what was that? What was that? Now what?
And if you're a paranoid,
I'd create a monster and I'd have to leave. I would just run. I said, "There's something in there. I'm out of here."
Yeah.
And if you're a paranoid, if you're a paranoid stoner, you're going to be freaked out in there.
If you're a paranoid, someone that likes to stay awake all night too,
cokehead.
For instance, some people refer to that as meth
on the powders.
I'll bring my fog something coke mirror. Let's go.
Exactly. Right. Now we can be
Let's
paranoid.
Let's find some ghosts, guys.
That'll be paranoid.
Yeah, now we can be paranoid.
And we can talk about it all night, too, then.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I caught an episode of the Cleveland show yesterday. They were doing a Civil War reenactment.
Oh, really?
But Cleveland got tricked into defending a statue.
Okay.
That was honoring, like, a former slave owner. So he changed the rules. I mean, you're supposed to stick to the script. He did not stick to the script.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I think the rebels were supposed to have won this battle. But he changed it all around. They snuck up on him, and they killed him all. Because if somebody shoots you, you got to go down.
Oh.
That's the rules, apparently, in Civil War reenactment. Tyler and I never did the Civil War reenactment, but we knew a bunch of people that did.
Yeah, we did.
I've never hated white people more.
And the one scene where it was a horse that got shot, and the horse had to, you know, but he really acted it out.
That's funny.
Yeah. He clutched his heart. And fell.
The horse did?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's funny.
He was a little over the top.
Have you ever heard of pescatarian porn?
That's fish, right?
I've heard of pescatarian.
Yeah. But why do you need just people that don't only eat fish and do porn? What's the big deal? Or they bang fish.
Or they're doing porn while eating fish?
Yeah.
They really like fish.
Like a lot of tartar sauce on that bear.
Yeah, is there carefully placed salmon?
I'll eat the crap out of that tartar sauce.
I love tartar sauce.
Yeah, but not there.
No, not there.
I love tartar sauce, too.
I don't even really like fish sticks. I just want to eat tartar sauce.
But I'm guessing. Go ahead. Is this what we hope it is?
I don't know what you hope it is.
If you put tartar sauce all over somebody, just go to town.
If it has to do with fish, this is pescatarian porn.
They just use that to explain away smells. No, it's the fish.
Or is that when you eat the sushi off of the naked chick? Is that pescatarian porn?
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Well, that's not really porn.
While you're masturbating.
Well, it could be.
If you're not having sex.
If it's in the script, it might end up being.
Yeah, not a restaurant, just you at home.
Pescatarian porn is a term for pornographic images and videos where the only completely nude participants are women.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The term pescatarian porn porn is a reference to a pescatarian diet. That includes fish, but no red meat.
All right.
Kinkley says that most pescatarian porn features only women in one-on-one or group sexual encounters. It may also include men, but they may be included in the action, but their tumescence is almost never shown.
But why would
no meat, no red meat?
No red meat, exactly.
Oh, I got why they use
it.
Yeah, so only fish, which what we're talking about. Can I still put tartar sauce on that?
Pescatarian porn tends to be much more sensual and intimate than male-dominated pornography. For this reason, pescatarian porn tends to appeal to female viewers.
I got it.
I'm not sure exactly why I brought this up. I think it's just something that I learned the other day.
They're borrowing the name. I get it, but there's nothing to do with being a pescatarian.
So it sounds like the guys
is what
really,
they call it.
The men aren't participating.
Well, they are. No. They're just not showing men specifically participating.
They're not showing the bang, you know.
Well, they're not. They would show anything but that.
Right.
But the actual red meat, if you will.
Okay, so the Earl and the
all
digital,
that.
All that, just nobody hopping on top of each other.
Well, you know what that is? That's just R-rated.
Or it's just
that's
women.
R-rated porn is what that is.
No, it's still, no, they can still be full-on naked.
But no penetration, right?
Right.
Women.
We can't see the penetration.
There's still women going after it.
Yeah.
And who knows what they're using.
It's like Cinemax.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, I don't get why you people say that. Are you not familiar with a thing called lesbian porn?
Yeah, but you said there's guys involved. And that means
not necessarily. Yeah. Well, I also said that they're not necessarily there. It features only women in one-on-one or group sexual encounters, but it may also include men.
The women in pescatarian porn.
It's fish eater porn, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
Earl,
like Catholics. Catholics. Yeah.
Catholics are fish eaters.
Earl toys and fingers.
In the morning. That's a three-person show.
Right.
I like fingers.
And same with the men.
Stupid music.
There's no doggy. Because that would be canine porn.
Oh, yeah.
When it's all doggy style.
Earl what?
Earl digital toys.
No, fingers. You said Earl toys and fingers.
Yeah.
All right. In the morning. Come on back. Whose fingers?
Good question.
Who do you want it to be?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.